Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah law enforcement is sounding off on sextortion, saying it's become a huge problem that parents need to be aware of.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, for those that are a little unfamiliar with this, this is when a predator who's oftentimes in a different country poses as someone else, starts communicating with kids online, encourages them to send explicit photos, then demands money to prevent sending those pictures to people the victim knows. Weber County Detective Dustin Stewart tells KSL.com this happens every single day, and it's impacted kids as young as 6 years old. He's encouraging people to sit down and talk with your kids. It's best to talk to them about their social media use, be open about it, what apps they're using, who they're talking to. He says it's the best way to mitigate this problem is just being aware of what they're doing. He says if you meet someone online and have not met them in real life, that it's likely they're not who they say they are. And if your kid's under 14, he says try to buy them a device that does not have access to the App Store and monitor their social media use. Live Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A large-scale search for a missing hiker over the weekend in Davis County ended on a positive note.
He had been missing for going on 48 hours on an overnight trip near Thurston Peak on Friday. Davis County Sheriff's deputies say he did not return when expected on Saturday. They say 25-year-old Tobias Bratton from Washington State walked back to the trail on Sunday afternoon about 4 p.m. low on supplies, a little more than scrapes on his hand for injuries. Sheriff spokesperson Stephanie Dinsmore tells KSL 5 they are grateful that he is back.
We just hope that people who are watching this understand the importance of preparing and making a plan and telling people where they're at.
Turns out Tobias took a wrong turn and found himself three canyons away from the Fernwood Trailhead. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Senate is expected to vote early this week on a package of four bills that were passed by the House over the weekend. The bill provide to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But they provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and for the sale of TikTok. ABC's Jay O'Brien has the latest.
It means all of this stuff is wrapped into one bow. And so when you think about that legislation, for instance, to force a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, and if that sale doesn't happen, then the app could be banned. Right now, the choice that the Senate is facing is if it wants to vote for that aid for Israel and Ukraine, for instance, it also has to vote for that legislation aimed at TikTok.
The House voted on each issue separately, but the Senate will vote on them as a package.
All four of Utah's representatives voted to force a sale of TikTok, but only half supported sending billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Tim, Congressman John Curtis a couple of weeks ago on KSL News Radio was saying that TikTok unified Republicans and Democrats with their move to pressure users politically.
We should all be alarmed. Imagine if this was on Election Day and they mandated that everybody before they access their TikTok account watch a video about a politician that was from the Chinese government.
Soon after, the committee that was considering a bill about TikTok voted 50-0 against TikTok. The split, though, happened over Ukraine. Representatives Curtis and Blake Moore supported sending ammunition and money to the war-torn country, while Representatives Burgess Owens and Celeste Malloy opposed. Moore calls this the most unstable geopolitical moment since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Representative Malloy says that it was irresponsible of Democrats to wave Ukrainian flags on the House floor. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Opening statements start this morning in New York in the hush money trial against former President Trump. The prosecution and defense will lay out their arguments, and the former president says he plans to testify at some point in the trial.
President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints made a surprise visit during the Manti Temple rededication. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, members of the church in Sanpete County weren't expecting President Nelson to be there for the rededication. More than 230,000 people toured the temple during the open house, according to the church news. President Nelson and his wife Wendy have family ties to Sanpete County. They were joined by other church leaders in remembering the area's pioneer history and encouraging members of the church to attend the temple as often as they can. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now on a Monday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it's pretty light traffic, as you can expect, as things get going. Great weather conditions over the weekend means good road conditions this morning and light traffic patterns. No extra slowdowns into Salt Lake, whether you're on I-15 or I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today is Earth Day, and with it comes renewed messages from scientists worried about rising temperatures. Philip Orton is an ocean researcher at Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey and says rising sea levels from melting ice sheets will have a huge impact in the coming decades.
It would completely transform coastal economies because entire, you know, large parts of states and even large parts of certain countries would start to become underwater.
The globe has broken heat records each month going back to last June.
Here in Utah, it's looking like we will have another hot summer. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
We'll have some above average temperatures this week, much like the last couple weekends. That's a trend you can expect to see throughout the summer. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we'll have a summer very similar to last year.
Triple digits are becoming a lot more frequent here in the West, especially us in Salt Lake City. We sit at 4,200 feet to see triple digits as much as we do. In recent years is becoming a new normal.
We've also had a considerably dry start to our spring, and the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center thinks we'll see below average precipitation for the rest of the summer. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake Community College Fashion Institute is holding a sustainable fashion show. That means all the pieces are recycled, upcycled, and repurposed clothing. The goal is to raise awareness of the waste the fashion industry produces as the second highest polluters.
Hong Kong is putting a ban on all single-use plastics starting today. That means no more straws, stirrers, or plastic plates, along with plastic knives, spoons, or forks at restaurants.
A war drama took the top spot at the box office for the second week in a row.
Civil War won the muted box office for the second weekend in a row.
You don't know what side they're fighting for.
Someone's trying to kill us. We are trying to kill them.
This speculative drama commanded $11 million over its sophomore weekend, which was enough to best a battalion of newcomers. The R-rated horror film Abigail was softer than expected with only $10 million, promising more than your basic vampire film.
We kidnapped a vampire. A ballerina vampire.
This was a slow week overall, coming at the end of a challenging April, which saw an anemic release schedule due to last year's labor disputes. There's still one more week until the tentpoles start dropping in May. I'm Kevin Carr.